Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I'm coming to you from our little van home out on the road. We're out here this weekend and I'm in the parking lot. And so I'm just telling you that because sometimes loud cars go by. And so this is awesome. Brother James and I are jumping right back into this. So we're pretty flexible. We could be on the land. We could be out here. The ministry never stops. And in saying that, I want to talk. It's just going to be a real quick one here about books and children. And I received a question from a woman that's raising her children in the ways of the world, or the ways of the Lord, or trying to anyway. And now she's seeing through many things of man-made religion, and wanting to strive in obedience. So she's rightfully doing exactly what the scriptures say, examining ourselves and everything in it, testing all things, proving it all, holding fast to what's good and rejecting anything that might be of evil. And so I'm praising the Lord for sisters who want to do that and who want to raise their children in the full truth of the Lord and not just like cling to things that they like or want. Because obviously when we come to the Lord, there's many things that we have to forsake. Sometimes they could be hard in the flesh, family, friends, things like that. And then now when you come to raising children, it can be strange for them, depending on their ages, to have changes going on. But this is good. It's all for the glory of the Lord. And so she asked about books and children. And I'm going to do a little bit different here, and I'm going to read a portion of the email that I sent to her. And what we like to do, Brother James and I do, when somebody asks a question, we like to point them to the scriptures. We don't want anybody to just read or listen to us and go, oh, okay, great, and then go do it. We want to point people to the truth and then have them go research it and dig it and prove it and test it and make sure that's what the scriptures are. And sometimes there are some areas that have a little bit of liberty in the way of how to do something. God's word may give us a guideline and some strict commands, but then within that there could be a little bit of leeway. And so we don't want to be the ones who are drawing any kind of borders and traditions or anything around that, but we do stand hard on God's word. So when God's word commands something, we show that exactly. When God's word leaves a little bit of personal choice in certain things, I'm just going to give you an example, a head covering and dress for women. It's not a choice to do them, so we'll tell people what God's word says on that. But then within that, how a person fulfills the commands of God's word, there is some liberty in that as long as they stay within the confines of God's word. And for example, you could line up 10 godly women and they could all look different, but they could all still be biblical. So book reading, this one has a little bit of that in that area. But what I wanted to do was pose questions to have us all think a little bit deeper. So anyway, I'm going to read the email here and share that with you. I said, you asked about books and Brother James and I talked about that. Our children were grown and gone before we were born again, so we raised them in the world, sadly, but since then have given them the gospel many times. But now being in the Lord, we encourage people to ponder the mindset of reading for entertainment. Culture says that reading is better than TV, and that it can cultivate vocabulary and stimulate the mind, but does God tell us that? If a child reads books that teach about animals or plants or such things, that can be good as long as evolution is not named in it. And if it is in there, meaning evolution, then it can become a good teaching tool to teach them against it. Or reading books on how to build cabinets or birdhouses, cookbooks, gardening, homesteading, projects, etc. Those could be good because they teach for a reason. Some so-called Christian books can be used for moral teachings, like obey parents and don't lie, etc. But even in that, we have the Word of God to teach them. Reading just for the sake of reading is a mindset of man, not of God, because we have the written Word of God that we should really be focused on, not fiction writings of man. Really, children should be taught how to grow into sober-minded adults from little on, working alongside their parents or in their own chores based on age, and free time would be in the things that are constructive, good, and pure and true. So let me go back into that liberty area. So what we want to do is encourage you, sisters, to really ponder the mindset of children reading just for the sake of entertainment, just for fantasy, for fiction. I mean, we're supposed to hold fast to what's good and true and pure, Philippians 4:8. Most of those books out there are not. Now, like I was talking about, how to build something, how to do something, how to educate yourself in something, learning how to do a trade, learning how to cook, learning how to clean, learning how to do certain things. Those are all good. And keep this in mind, you know, a lot of people like to look at children and go, well, they need to be children and let them run around and play. And some people would say, you know, they just got to have fun. Well, I just dropped something. There's nothing inherently wrong with having some enjoyment with some activities. And I don't even want to go there on this. This could be another topic. But we have to be careful that we're not teaching young children habits that they're going to have to get rid of at some point in their life in order to fulfill what I'm going to read here in Titus 2, 1 through 8. You've got to be careful. And before I read that, I want to go back to, I don't know if I mentioned the liberty within this. I was talking about a little bit of liberty in here. Some people might look at any book and say, absolutely no book except the Bible. That's their liberty. Somebody could say, you know what? I do want some of these books to teach my children. Some people might say, I don't want any encyclopedias in the house. And somebody might say, I do. I just help my children wade through the evolution and some of the other things that are there. So there's that little bit of a liberty that I'm talking about. But when it comes to idleness and entertainment and filling their minds with imaginations and false things, fake things, and taking them in places that in their mind they really shouldn't go, they should be pondering on the things of God or how to be helping around the house and things like that. So I was going to read Titus 2, 1 through 8. You know, reading fiction things does not fulfill this command. And the word sober is what I'm looking at. Titus 2, 1 through 8. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things shewing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine shewing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So when we read through this, is there like an age limit on this? You know, run around, play, read some books, do this, do that. Now all of a sudden they come to an age and you go, okay, now you got to put away all that and do this. I know the Bible talks about when I was a child, I did childish things and then you put those away. But that's not saying we encourage children to do things that they really don't need to be doing and that may hinder them from growing into an adult. You know, young children need to be taught how to become adults is what they should be doing or should be taught. That's one thing that we do teach them. Not teach them to be children, but we teach them to become young adults. And within that, as children growing to be young adults and then adults themselves, we're teaching them through the Word of God how to love, how to follow, how to obey, how to understand Him, how to read the Word, how to ponder it. And that all culminates to the fact that we're trying to raise children who will become born again and serve after the Lord. And so it requires diligence and patience. And quite honestly, giving books to children is not much different than putting them in front of the television. They're just not visually seeing what's in the book, but they're mentally imagining it. And so anyway, I just want to encourage you, sisters, be very careful about that. And I also wanted to read 2 Corinthians 10:5. Ponder this. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Is there an age limit on that? That's something we want to be teaching all the precepts of God's Word. precept upon precept, line upon line. We want to teach them in the rising up and the going down. We want to teach our children the ways of the Lord, sober-mindedness, seriousness, gravity. Not that there can't be smiles and some laughter and enjoyment and joy and peace, but what we don't want to do is train them to do what the world does and then tell them, oh, now you have to get rid of that and start growing up and be an adult. You know, as I talk about this, I remember when I was younger and there was a lot of sin in my family, and I wasn't allowed to, well, we weren't taught not to sin. We were all sinning. My parents weren't really, they were not biblical believers. They were Lutherans. Anyway, there was so much sin in there, but there were some of them like swearing and smoking and drinking. In our family, you had to be a certain age before you could do that. And I remember when I was 15, I thought, when I'm 16, I get to smoke. But while I was doing that, I was like, why is there an age limit? Who puts an age limit on it? Because I knew smoking was wrong. I had no clue about that being a sin against God. And so why would we want to put that mindset in a young child that they can do some things and now all of a sudden they got to put it away? My thought would be, why did you let me do something like that? So anyway, sisters, I'm just trying to put some thoughts in your head. Ponder a lot of that deeply, and what would be the reason why children need to read books other than God's Word or good training, teaching, learning books? All right, sisters, I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a joyous evening, and Lord willing, I'll be back again to share some encouragement with you. Thank you, sisters, for the encouragement that you do share, questions that you send in, and it gives me a lot of things that I can share with all the other sisters. Everybody's scattered around the world, and so those of us who are out there with ministries on the internet, blogging, even doing posts on Facebook or whatever, it's an awesome way to encourage the saints, the sisters all over, and to share a lot of this wisdom with everybody to give them something to think about. And so thank you all. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Much love to you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.